Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, a sports winner, and Leo's yacht. It's all coming up right after this.
I'm so little, I'm so small. I'm a little PG kind of guy. Lying here in the nursery, in the hospital. What do you have to do to get service in this place? I just love being a breastfed baby. Oh, nurse. Get the lights up a little brighter, please. So easy to sleep here. And the nursery's lit up like Times Square in the Big Apple. All those people looking at me through the glass. Oh, nice facial hair. That lady's got I love being touched by the nurses. How long I have to be in this diaper? They just put it on 5 minutes ago. Okay, time for a new one, nurse. How don't you think? Nice little babe lying here next to me. Hi, honey. How are you? You like older men? Honey, want to see the biggest pacifier you've ever seen? Perfect. The umbilical cord thing wasn't enough. Cut off the umbilical cord. Then Dr. Feelgood shoved that thermometer right up. All right, Doc, what's the deal? What are we doing here? Doctor, what are you holding on to that for? Doctor? That looks awfully sharp, Doctor. Excuse me. Excuse me, doctor, don't you know? What are you cutting? Ha ha! Oh. There's that subhuman in the window. That can't be my dad. A full head of hair and extremely slim. Hey, you over there in crib 3. You got 55 cents? I could use a caffeine-free diet coke.
That's my boy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Mr. Al Jackson should be checking one. There he is. Holy mother of God.
Hello.
What is that?
Ooh, you look touchable.
That tracksuit you're wearing. Holy. What the hell is that?
Yeah. Chicky, you know how we do, man. Sometimes you got to bust out the velour tracksuit. You know, it's kind of a gray, rainy day here in Denver. So I was like, let's reset the energy before the day starts.
There you go.
And that's where I am.
Nicely done. Yeah, so. It looks like a bazillion fish scales or something, don't you think?
It is fish. Dean and I were talking, before I came on air.
Sure.
And we both decided, because it's not houndstooth. It is a pattern, and it's got to be fish scale. It's just velour fish scale that's orange, black, and green, as you do.
It's got to be felt.
The velour must be felt. Somebody wants
that's
to fill
right.
you up.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm always here for a little exploration. I was having a thought when we came back to air, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Okay, now we're talking about globally.
Okay.
Oh.
You walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it better to say that you've, as an individual, you won the Masters, you've won the Indy 500, car racing's big all over the world, you've won the Tour de France, or you kicked the winning kick in the World Cup? Which is like going to open up the key to the city? Which is the biggest one of all those?
Yeah, World Cup.
World Cup. That'd be my vote.
World Cup.
Well, let me take the World Cup out of there because they're teammates. Let's just do individual.
Okay.
So Tour de France, We have, Tour de France.
Okay.
Indy 500.
Yeah.
And the Masters.
Indy 500. The Masters, which is that's global.
Uh-huh.
And I'll throw Wimbledon in there because tennis is big.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, I would think Wimbledon.
Nah. As a lady, if I had a guy come up to me who was a tennis player.
Yeah.
Really? You wouldn't care for that?
No, I would, but over a race car driver, I think I'd go with a race car driver.
You're not being a little biased there?
Maybe, but...
Maybe?
What I know for sure, we can argue at the top, bike racer definitely at the bottom.
Out.
Yeah. That's the least sexy sport.
I don't know. That's big over in Europe, though. Like, when you're in Italy and you turn the TV on, there's just a random, like, we'll like turn on the game and it'll be the Mariners versus the Guardians or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, they'll have like random bike races on in Spain, and it's just big over there. But, you know, Formula One's big over there too. That's why I was wondering how big car race.
The thing with Wimbledon is there's a chance after you win Wimbledon, there's a strong chance you're at some sort of bar with Tom Cruise and Barack Obama. there are A-listers who watch that.
I think Formula One, if you'd thrown that into the equation, that would have been...
Like, you're on Leo's yacht 2 days after you win Wimbledon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's have the bigger discussion here, Josh. Do you want to be on Leo's yacht? And here's my argument as to no.
Okay.
When you get on that yacht, you are assuming a subservient position to Leo.
Mm-hmm.
That means that no matter where you are in the night, if Leo wants to make a toast, you have to stop your conversation and fake turn around with your glasses of champagne. If Leo's too drunk and everybody needs to go home, no matter what's going on, you have to adhere to his rules. I don't know if it's the best look for a guy when his woman sees him ushered out of somewhere before he's ready to go.
That's an interesting concept.
I'm not being misogynistic. I'm just talking about being a dude.
But so you're
and
on the
idea.
You're on the yacht with your gal. You're not there picking up gals.
No. Yeah. Let's say you got there and you got there single. And things worked out well. And now you have a gal and you guys are talking and you're getting to know. Your dad was this and your mom is. And then somebody's like, hey, Leo wants us all in the kitchen. It's like, oh, does he?
Like, see, there's a technique I would use that would.
Talk to me.
As soon as somebody goes, hey, Leo wants to make a toast. I would be the guy. Listen, everybody, my buddy, he's got something he really wants to tell us. Why don't we go in there and let's listen to what Leo has to say? And so all of a sudden you're like you're the master of ceremonies.
What a kiss ass you are.
No. It's not to kiss Leo's ass. It's to show all the single women there.
You know Leo. But they all want to be with Leo, not with you.
No,
they can't.
Yeah.
They can't all be with him.
And the girls, probably get jealous.
He's going to get the runoff.
They probably get jealous when I made Leo wrap his hands around my hips and say, I'm king of the world, like we're in Titanic together.
The other move you can do, and so it would depend on my mood here, is when Leo...
It would depend on my mood, he says, in a serious way.
is when Leo's giving the toast, I secretly just grab a glass of champagne and walk out to the front of the yacht outside, like I'm going to smoke or whatever.
Oh, by yourself?
Yes. Oh. And you know, in that sort of scenario, there's always one woman who's not putting up with the hype. She's not falling into it.
Yes.
And she's going to come out and go, so what are you doing out here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there you go.
So I'm either the guy who really cares or the guy who doesn't care at all. That's the only way to play.
I like that.
Okay, now here's my last question, Josh, because you set the scene so eloquently. When she goes, what are you doing out here? Do you hit her with a funny line? Like, I can't take any of that. Or do you say, you know, it was a couple years ago that my dad passed away. And that's why I just...
Oh, okay.
So do you go with the, like, sad angle? Or do you go with the I'm a fun guy or, like, I'm a reflective guy?
I would never go with the sad angle. I would either say,
I was waiting for you, dear.
No, I would do the opposite.
Oh.
Huh.
I would either say, again, this depends on the mood I'm in. So if she goes, what are you doing out here? I'd go, not being in there.
Oh.
Or I'd go, I just had to get away from you for a second and just see how she responded.
Or just say, I can't trust myself around you. Hit her with that.
And then you say very romantically, do you have any blow?
That's right.
I must have missed something. I've never been at a party where that's been
offered.
Oh, they're doing blow. They're doing blow back in that. Oh, really?
I'll be honest. I have, and it's for me. It was very weird.
Yeah.
Like I was immediately like, oh, this isn't my scene.
It's a bunch of guys in a room. They're all yelling over each other, talking about how their band was better than it really was.
This was all girls for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, Chick, where were you in the 80s? It was everywhere.
I don't know. I was having kids, I guess, in the 80s. I think that's what happened.
I just kind of went into a different room.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
If it's at a party, what it is just people making more and more noise, going back and forth to the bathroom.
Yeah.
As more people join the caravan and think they're being discreet. It's like, there's four adults in a bathroom that's not even a full bath. It's obvious what's going on in there. But, you know, you guys come piling out of there like a clown car acting. I guess there's a lot of antihistamines in there.
You know what? I've never even had a guy. You know, like, call that guy.
You never had a guy?
Never had a guy. Call him. He'll, call Fat Brian or whatever. He'll get us.
Oh.
I've never had a guy.
Buddy, you are not missing out on anything.
No.
It's just weird texts that you get like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Hey, got that new super fire. No, don't bug me. I'm on my exercise bike. I don't want to think about that.
Super fire.
Also, Fat Brian is dead.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes. Poor Fat Brian. Miss him.
Yeah,
miss him.
See.
That's a shame.
It's all about the names in your phone. I think that you can tell where you are in your life by like what's in your phone. Like if it's just women's names, if you're a guy and it's just like cities that are behind it, like you're definitely—
Is that how you classify the girls, by cities?
Well, he was a road dog for a while.
Of course he was.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how you organize your phone.
Like Cindy in Chicago.
Well, that's what you do. You try to link up the first and initial of her name with whatever city it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Or we can go Windy Cindy for that one. That
also.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Do you have any famous people in your phone, Al?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, like Hannibal, of course, but I know you know Hannibal, not because they're both black. I mean, but you know what I'm saying, Al.
What if Chick was like, you got them all, right? Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle,
Hannibal, yeah. Roy Wood.
It just comes in your phone like the preloaded U2 album.
I got to go to AT&T. Oh, what race are you declaring? Well, I'm going to be white. Oh, well, we can't give you that.
So. Just so silly.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got like, who do I have? Doug Stanhope. If he's famous,
I guess. Yeah, Bobcat.
I got Bobcat. I've got Bobcat and I didn't even know we had each other's number until the last time.
I've got Chick McGee.
I've got Joe Theismann, and that's about it.
I have Peter Frampton.
There you go, Pete.
That's pretty famous.
Pedro.
Now, is it listed in your phone as Peter Frampton?
Uh-huh. I think. Now, I do have somebody that...
Please tell me on his picture, it's the one from Comes Alive. Please tell me.
But is it a bigger flex if Peter Frampton's in her phone as, like, PDF?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's a guitar. I think he sent this to me because it's just the guitar thing.
Or Peter Girth. Something indicative of... an experience.
What is wrong with you people?
Is he a healthy guy? I didn't know that.
No, I don't know.
Evidently she does. She's broad blushing.
Stop.
Now, Christy, obviously you are taken off the market now.
Right.
But in a hypothetical world, how would you organize your phone?
I don't know about that, Al. What time is it? Okay.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
How did I organize my phone?
How would you? I know you were always classy with it. I can't say the same.
I don't have organizational per se. I just have people. I do it by first name, not last name.
Not by inches.
No.
Al, I think I have something that you might be interested in. When people take it off the dating apps and they start texting, often they won't have their last name in their online profile. So there's like a section in my phone of like Samantha Bumble, Mallory Bumble, Erica Tender, Cassidy Inge, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yes. I would say when online dating took over, that was the first time that's so interesting you said that, because the classification system you just used shows the difference between pre and post online dating, because Road Dogs before would be just like cities, you know, that you had been to, but then it kind of is all general, because you would have, sometimes it will be Bumble, it'd be Cindy Bumble Detroit, you know, Cindy Bumble Fort Lauderdale. So yeah, it's like this weird specification. I don't know. It's
maybe we all just
know too many people.
Do you ever delete them, or do you keep them just in case Cindy decides to call you and you're like, I'm not taking that call?
I don't know. What if something happens? There's a Bumble family reunion, you know? You never know what's going on.
Yeah, but people's situation out in these streets. And, you know, obviously I've been retired for a while now, but like, even just a couple months, you think that, like, I'm so special because I'm Al or Willie or Chick, or like, they have seven other people that they're kind of plate spinning. So they've probably committed to one or two or three of those. So when you do call back, they're like, wait, who is it? Like, you'll get a lot of who is this after even just 2 weeks.
Really?
People deal with a lot of people.
All right. You are recently, this relationship you're in now, we can qualify that as recent, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
How much housekeeping was required in your cell phone? Or how much did you feel like you had to do?
Not much, because, you know, I was with the demon for a while. And then there was a, you know what? I try to, you know, a perfect analogy, Jake. It's like who's the center for the Spurs that keeps kind of retiring? LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, okay.
I'm like that. I was an all-star when I was out in these streets. Mm-hmm. And then I retired, and I got used to retired life a little bit. And then it looked like I was going to have to come out of retirement. I was a glimpse of my former self, but I didn't want that smoke, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be texting late and like, what are you doing? And, oh, your brother does this and your dad is. I wasn't in the dating scene because I couldn't hear one more word. I couldn't hear one more word at a bar.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Flight where Denzel could have gotten off and they say, well, why didn't you just lie? And he said, I didn't have one more lie in me. Mm-hmm. That's how I was with dating. I couldn't hear one more. So how'd you get into comedy? I was like, I can't. And I just like, I was ready to just be like a weird recluse hermit, which I feel is my natural default setting anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to regret saying this, but I used to say, I don't want to see another penis.
Yeah.
I say that daily,
but you know, life happens.
Yeah, but I think guys are a little different in a way, but
well, we are a little different, because anytime a woman says to me, I don't want to see another penis, I say, too bad, you're about to. It doesn't go over well.
It doesn't go over well? I can understand that.
Well, what made you change that?
I found the one I want to live with for the rest of my life.
Well, but
by the one, she means the penis.
Arguably, that's what, 5 years? So seriously, I mean, the rest of your life.
You think I'm only going to live five more years?
No, you're going to be that, and now give it up.
Old Lady Lee.
You better outlive all of us.
And
that includes Willie.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give my eulogy, Christy.
I am not, Willie. Don't even talk like
you held me when I was a baby.
Oh, don't even talk like that.
You're going to cry and cry.
My gosh.
No, I don't think I ever held you when you were a kid. I wanted
you
to smack you a couple of times.
You?
No, I don't think I did.
Huh. Bastard.
I don't think I did.
That's why I secretly resent you. I just figured it out.
I held him when he was 28.
My favorite Willie story is, and I didn't even know this happened, but according to you told me this, he used to come in here every morning before he'd go to school, and whoever was here would take the Griswold kids to school. It was the big joke.
So when I knew the Redskins at the time was Chick's favorite team, but I didn't totally get which sport was which, and I saw on TV that the Red Sox had won the night before.
So he comes in, tumbling in, and goes,
"Hey, Chick, Red Sox big win last night." And he just looks at me and goes, "Yeah." I think you didn't even get a Diet Pepsi.
No, I don't think I did.
The news I gave you was so bad that you changed plans.
I'm sure I came in and said, "The Griswold, watch going into the break room, the Griswold kids are in."
I'd rather be thirsty.
Yes.
Then
try to educate this punk kid.
They won the series that year. It was very exciting.
Yeah, it was very exciting. So there you go. That's my Willie Griswold.
Well, Al, did you have a word for us today?
I did. We got all into Bumble phone organization chat.
Well, we can save it.
We can save it for time.
Okay.
Or do
it. Yeah, you won't have to do the work next week.
Yeah, the heck with it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll wait till next week.
Okay.
But I'm curious.
Thanks, darling.
Sometimes it's great.
You guys are amazing.
Chat with
you. I love y'all.
Love you, man.
We love you. That is a great jacket.
Thank you.
I would say the exact same thing, only the opposite of what
Chick,
she did.
You could wear that.
I would never wear that.
I love it.
It's too busy.
Chick, you would love it's velour,
it's
Chick.
So
you don't want to wear velour. It feels like you made it.
Do you see me? I'm wearing a track jacket, but it's black with white, okay?
That looks good, too.
Ebony and ivory.
Yes. But that track jacket should be like yelling at eighth graders running laps outside.
Let's go, people!
Oh, he does.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.